the inevitability of pragmatic compromise and the need to develop bipartisan consensus on critical national issues. I am concerned that so much of what we hear these days is not debate, but name-calling. There is a take-no-prisoners rhetoric and a demonization of opposing and different views that brings political discourse to a shameful place.